Mayor Ferguson of Prince Edward County declared October 11th be recognized and celebrated as the International Day of the Girl. Led by Canada, the United Nations designated the day in 2012 as a way to celebrate voices, power, and rights of girls worldwide, and to raise awareness to the inequalities and dangers many girls face globally. For the first time, the day was celebrated in Picton, hosted by the Reaching for Rainbows organization at the Andrew. The day was open for anyone to attend and included speakers sharing their leadership achievements and workshops promoting art therapy and healthy relationship discussions. Beth LaFay is executive director of Reaching for Rainbows and tells us about the organization and the day. Oh, who am I speaking with?
Beth LaFay.
And what do you do here, Beth?
I'm the executive director at Reaching for Rainbows after school program for girls in Prince Edward County.
And how long have you been here doing that?
I've been with the organization just over a year now.
And tell me, is Reaching for Rainbows a program that's across Canada, or is it specific to Prince Edward County or the region?
Yeah, so Reaching for Rainbows was created by the Circle of Friends at the Andrew back in 2011. They saw a need in the community and they had access to a space. So they just wanted to start up an after-school program for girls, knowing that they're like disproportionately affected by poverty and violence and those kinds of experiences that a lot of local folks here in Prince Edward County are going through.
All right. And the age group is?
6 to 12.
But today is a PA day and it's all ages or?
Yeah, we wanted everyone to come out and celebrate International Day of the Girl Child so that the girls in the community could feel empowered and feel like they were important and that they could learn a little bit about the program at Reaching for Rainbows, whether they participate or they don't participate. We had a really great variety of folks come out of all ages, and we even had some boys. I think a couple of moms brought their sons today, which was really beautiful to see.
So the International Day of the Girl Child, is that something new?
I believe it's in the 14th year. Yeah.
But this is the first time it's celebrated here, right?
It is, yeah. And I was able to go to a town council meeting on Tuesday, and Mayor Steve Ferguson read a proclamation, and we have officially declared October 11th the Day of the Girl Child in Prince Edward County.
And is that also the October 11th, is that celebrated elsewhere as well? Or?
Yes. Yeah, it's a global day that the UN has recognized nationally and globally and throughout the world.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Part of the reason that the girls love Reaching for Rainbows programming is because of the mentors that they have in the playroom and the adults that they get to interact with. They're women from the community that are athletes, that are business owners, that are entrepreneurs, that are artists, and they're just people that the girls really look up to. I just think that we had such a lovely group of inspiring young women here today, and they shared so much about their lives and what they want to do when they get older and the things that they've been doing to inspire their children and their communities around them. And it's just amazing to see how well the community comes together for girls.
A stress ball workshop was provided by staff from The Rock, that's a local reach-out program for teens. Rock Executive Director Shannon Collins tells us more.
So we are building stress balls. So they're individualized stress balls for the youth, so they can make it the texture and the weight that works best for them when they're feeling stressed and anxious.
So the stress balls can be changed up for the needs, right?
Yes, exactly. And you can add in lots of different things of texture. So we can add in rice, beads, we've got Orbeez, Play-Doh, kinetic sand, pasta. It can be pretty much anything you want. Even beans could be used.
Yeah. Right. And what age group is it here today?
Today is a mix of an age group. I want to say the youngest is thinking 6 is probably the youngest that they have here today. Up to we have some of our adult youth that are also wanting to build them too, which is great. Yeah, so it's something that works for everyone of all ages.
It was a day of girl power supported by the community. For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.